Hi, I'm Ralph Witowicz. I teach mathematics and data analytics here at Shepherd University.
You received a grant. Give me the nuts and bolts. Explain what the grant is and what it's for.
This is through the West Virginia INBRE program, which is the West Virginia Idea Network of Biomedical Research Excellence. So this is kind of for initial research projects. You know, you're just getting started in a new area. So my area is definitely not bioinformatics, but it's certainly a big area. We have faculty here at Shepherd who are experts in this. But it's something I wanted to learn about just because, you read a lot of things in the news about data being stored in DNA and how much data is available in, in the genome and, if you want to do comparative genomics and so on. So it's a big area of data analytics and I'd like to get involved in it. So I wrote a proposal to say, okay, well, here's some data structures that we use for big data. Traditionally, how can we apply this to bioinformatics? So it's a grant to get me started in that area. So it'll fund me over the summer and it'll fund three undergraduates. One of the things we've been looking at in the new major is what's the difference between big data and little data? And the difference is it gets harder to access the data. If you've got just a small amount of data, you can fit it, in computer memory, and that's fast. If you have a little bit more data, well, then it'll fit on the disk. And that's a lot slower, but, it's still accessible. And then as it gets bigger, you have to store it on a network, and things still get slower. So, that's kind of the qualitative difference between big data and little data, is it just gets harder to get to the data. And the idea of this research grant is to look at some data structures that have traditionally been applied to data that you can fit on a disk and say, okay, now what if you want to use data that's on this huge network, kind of like these comparative genomics problems. How could you adapt the data structure? How do you change the algorithms and so on?
Tell me how it's going to apply to students.
So I kind of had three roles in mind for students. I need somebody who's a software developer to do some of these new algorithms. I want somebody with a little bit of biology knowledge to look at what other technologies are out there, because there are some other scalable software applications for doing big data with bioinformatic data. So I want somebody to look at those. And then somebody to look at kind of the longer-term picture.
What will the benefit to the students be working on this?
So it's a way to learn something about this, quickly growing new area. It's financial support, maybe get them started on a capstone project or maybe even be their capstone project. But, it's a really exciting new research area. There's just an article in the New York Times. They stored a movie on DNA. It was that the first movie that was made of the horse galloping, from, 100 years ago. But they stored it on DNA and recovered it.
And what's the benefit to you is you get into this area of expertise that you haven't gotten in before, and how will that impact your ability to teach?
I always want to try to keep up to date with what's in the research area and what's going on, in industry as far as what I bring to the classroom. So it helps with that. Plus as far as, formulating this new undergraduate major, or not quite new now, and the new master's degree, we need to give these things direction, and this is a big area, so it's something we need to keep in mind in the way we develop new classes, the research that we pursue, and so on.
Is there a way to explain how physically this is going to work here at Shepherd? Would you do this research?
I wouldn't be working with DNA. I mean, I have no laboratory facilities. I have no lab experience. So I would be looking at algorithms or collaborators. So for this new grant, I have a mentor, Haroon Malik at Marshall University. He has access to data, and he says that's what he could offer.
Okay. So you'll take the data and kind of crunch the data.
Right. So one of the tests we wanted to run is we developed these new data structures that are supposed to be very efficient for holding DNA data. Well, let's try it on some actual data that he gives us. See how. What are the mechanisms of getting it into our data structure, and how quickly can we access stuff?
Okay. Are you excited about this?
Yeah, I really am. It's something I've thought about for a while. It's just I don't have a background in the area, so it's nice to be able to get a foot in the door.